This is Decoded Datebook for March 12th. Cornelius Hagerman Foreman was not a young man when he gathered a group of friends and family from Michigan, along with a load of lumber, and struck out to establish a town in eastern Dakota Territory. Colonel Foreman was 55 and had already started another town named for him in Michigan. But Foreman, North Dakota, was to be an even greater chapter. Foreman was born in New Brunswick, Canada. He came to live in Michigan after working in farming, mercantile, and lumber businesses in Canada. He had also served in the military in Ontario. He was struck by a train as a young man and afterward wore a prosthetic leg. Foreman came to Dakota Territory in 1882 and bought land in Sargent County. He and his family and friends began to build in Center Township, which was renamed Foreman. The load of lumber was used to build a general store, the Foreman family home, and a number of other houses. Foreman successfully sought the title of county seat for the town and eventually built the Sargent County Courthouse after donating the land. By statehood, in 1889, the town had several hotels, law offices, stores, a dentist, and even two newspapers. The railroad also came to town. Colonel Foreman served in several roles as Justice of the Peace, Town Clerk, and Township Supervisor. Colonel Foreman and his wife, Adeline, had seven children. His wife died in 1895 from a stroke. Colonel Foreman then lived with his son, Harry. Having spent most of his money, he was poor in his final years. He died from complications of a paralytic stroke on this date in 1923 at the age of 96. At his funeral, school children marched to the Congregational Church on a cold and blustery day to stand at attention while a bell tolled 96 times to honor the town's founder. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.